our ministry is not the ministry of judgment anymore. So if you're using the Old Testament model to model your New Testament office of prophet, you're using a model that is out of season. And there is a judgment day coming, and all of us that, I don't know a prophetic person who doesn't have a black and white kind of view of the world. It's like, there's right and wrong, there's black and white, there's no gray. And that kind of leads us to like, hey, we need to make sure that, you know, people get punished for the things they're doing wrong. And we kind of, I think we're under this delusion that one of the ways revival happens is for terrible things to happen to people. That, if you believe that, that will lead you to think that your harsh words are helping God with revival. And if you actually do a study, which I have done when I wrote my first book, if you actually study the judgments that happen throughout history, and I'm talking about biblical history, you'll find that people oftentimes did not turn to God when God judged them in the Old Testament. For instance, Moses, God tells Moses, stand back, and I'm gonna destroy Korah and all of his relatives. And Moses stands back, and you know the story, the earth opens up, and Korah and all his friends fall into that earth, into the earth. But the next day, the people are mad at Moses. They don't repent and go, oh, I'm sorry, God is with us. They're mad at Moses. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about how God's pouring out judgment on these people. And it said, but they blaspheme the God of heaven. All I'm trying to do is disconnect the fact that judgments and revival are not related.